Blog Talk Radio.
Now she'll say. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And, boy, do I like saying my name. That just cracks me up. It's a Friday night. Today is the 28th, and it is March. And, yes, it's still cold as, I won't say it, heck, but it's cold outside. Tonight we're broadcasting live from the studios of a great artist named Anthony Tony Stevens in Chicago. And as I told you, we broadcast from everywhere, so this is going to be a heightened, drop-down, funky, kick-your-dog, bite-your-cat. I hope you ain't got no roaches, but otherwise than that, you're going to have some, we're going to do some wang-dang-doodle in tonight. We got a great band that's going to play two tracks for us. Actually, we're going to play two of their tracks, named Jenny Roxas Trio. They're from Chicago, and she happens to be a police officer. So if you don't like her music, you better not say nothing. She might arrest you. No, I think she's pretty good. But we're going to play some funk tonight. We're going to go down to the blues. We're going to play some atmosphere music, and we're going to get funky, funky, dirty, back in the hood, back in Mississippi. We're going to come all the way back. We even got some muddy waters. Now, I know all of you don't know this, but I grew up in Chicago on the west side, and we used to live down the street on Lake Street from a club that had muddy waters. My mother liked some muddy waters. My dad used to go down there, and that was the drop-dead place where they drank hard liquor and just cut up. But my mother was down there. Can you believe my mom, my goody mom, was down there? But anyway, we got a great show for you tonight. And again, I want to send some shouts out, as always. I want to send a shout out to some special people that are listening to our show. Charlotte Kennedy, which is in Indianapolis, Indiana. LaDonna Crooks, and also Vivian Rutherford. Mary and Albert Cheney. Cora McCullum of Peoria, Illinois. Bill and Angie Garth. I wonder if any kin to the Garth that plays country music. Charles Dorsey, Melody Dorsey of Chicago, and to my great, 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 greatest woman in the world, Amaryllis Santiago, and to Marsheila Caldwell, and to just every woman on the earth that I know. And yes, I know more women than I know men. My producer's sitting there laughing like, yeah, you kind of crazy. But we're going to get the show started tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We have reached 12,923 listeners across the USA on a Friday night. So I want you to stay tuned with us tonight. We've got some important information we're going to cover about investments and the VIC. And then we're going to let Anthony Stevens tell you about some stuff that he thinks you need to know about your future. But right now, we are going to cut up. We're going to get funky. Did I say funky? They don't even use that anymore. They're going to get tuned up or racked out or whatever they say. But anyway, you're going to enjoy the show tonight. We're going to start the show off with my man, Muddy Waters. Because you know why I like this track? because what he wrote about, that's who I am. I'm the Hoochie Coochie Man. So we're going to do the Hoochie Coochie. Why do I like that? The Hoochie Coochie Man. I don't take your mind. I get your mind straight. I know where y'all going. So let's get into Muddy Waters when we come back. If you want to reach me, dial 347-633-9376. That's my call-in number. Or email me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com, like you always do, or DonS McClure@dsmpublications.net. That's also my website where you can buy my fantastic, fantastic books and get everything started. And I want to send this song out to TJ in Chicago because she likes the funk and blues. So we're going to hit Holler and Whoop when I come back. We're going to play a PSA, public service announcement, and we're going to get this show kicking off.
The gypsy woman told my mother.
The gypsy woman told me.
I was born.
Well, down to the
bone. You got a boy child coming. Gonna be a son of a gun. He gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know. Black cat bone. I got a mojo too. I got the John the Conqueror. I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you girls leave me by my hand. Then the world will know that I'm that hoochie coochie man. But they're gone, yeah.
Woo! Now I'm a I like that part where you say, I got $7. No. I got 7 days. Boy, the reason why we playing that tonight, because, of course, we're going to play some heartbreak music, but you can't get any more heartbreaks than the blues. And when you think about atmosphere music, you always get tuned up to thinking about how it was back in the day. They could really dance back then, and they would cut up, and you heard that harmonica, and that's what Ray Charles and all them used to use, and just a whole bunch of people at Chess Records. So when you think about that, and he said, hey, he was a bad man. He was born good. God knows he was good. But I'm the, from now on, instead of being the man, I'm going to be the hoochie-coochie man. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course it's Friday night, and we're jamming the blues. We're going to jam some rock, and we're going to turn it out tonight. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play some music that you're going to say, is Don really playing that? And yes, I am, because it's the music that we need to talk about, shout about, and that was really, really, I mean, hey, I might play that at the end of the show. The Hoochie Coochie Man. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday night. The number is 347-633-9376. We got a lot of great information for you tonight. I'm sounding good. I know I'm sounding good because I like what I'm saying. And tonight is a special night. We're going to give you some really good information. So we're going to take this quick public service announcement, and when we come back, oh, we're not through jamming yet. We're going to go to where this movie was called Idlewild, and they danced so hard in that, and they shot at each other. We got a track that, and make sure you get your little chilling, not children, but get your little chilling ears covered, because they're going to say a couple of words that not supposed to be said, but otherwise than that, it's a bad track. It came from the movie Idlewild, and that dance routine in there was really good, but it's called Call the Law, because she done had enough of her husband cheating on her, and she say she's going to shoot every woman she see out there, because she got a gun. Now, I'm not advocating violence, but I think she was making a point, like, leave her husband alone. But we're going to take a quick commercial PSA break, and when we come back, we are going to get more into what we got to do, but right now, we want you to check on getting rid of those out-of-date phone books.
Hello?
Lisa, it's Janet.
What's wrong?
This is the bridesmaids' dresses for Lindsay's wedding.
Oh, no. Tell me they're not fuchsia.
Oh, they're not fuchsia.
Then what? Oh, they're gaudy, aren't they? All ruffles and lace. Great. Well, look at the chorus line.
No. They're really quite simple. It's the material I'm most concerned about.
Oh, I knew it. I specifically said no chiffon. I mean, it's so passe. I just don't think...
It's not chiffon.
Then what?
They're made out of old yellow pages.
What? I didn't catch that. Sounded like you said they're made out of old yellow pages.
Yep, I'm afraid you heard right. It's got something to do with recycling and good karma on her wedding day.
Oh, that's special. I'm not going to know whether a guy's checking me out or just looking for the number of a good mechanic.
Funny. Very funny.
There's a better way to recycle your outdated Dex phone books. Find out just how easy we've made it in your neighborhood. Call 1-877-2-GET-DEX or log on to DexKnows.com.
And we're back with the Don S. McClure Show on a funky Friday. And it is cold outside, so we're going to warm you up with a lot of music. After we play this track called The Call of the Law, we're going to talk to my guest, Mr. Anthony Stevens, who's going to give you some community information. And we want you to listen closely. And like I always tell my listeners, get your pens, get your papers, and just write the information down. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to chase anything. But knowledge is the most important key, because we're going to move you from being, we're never going to say the term anymore, the haves and the have-nots. That's an old theory. We're going to talk about the informed and the uninformed, because when you're uninformed, you don't make good decisions, you can't grow and prosper. But when you are informed, you can make the same decisions that the rich and famous make. So let's get to our next track called Call the Law. Now, I must have played this 87 times in the studio before we watched it and put it on, and me and my producers were watching the movie. But I really like this track called Call the Law, and it was just amazing. And the young lady that was leading on the track, we have to go and tell you who she was, because you all know her. But let's do Call the Law and then get to my guests, and then we'll have another part of the show where you can learn some information. And tonight's theme for the show, because we have a theme all the time, is explore the possibilities. And we're going to explore a lot of possibilities for you. So here's called the law. So for you women out there, if a guy's messing around or your girlfriend is looking at your boyfriend, you better tell her to play this track so that you don't have to call the law yourself.
Kids cover them ears. It appears that your mama won't drama. We need a comma or some space between words. For better or for worse, this is not what I deserve. The worst that I can take. Actually, I want the cake and eat it too and plus your plate. But wait now, don't you get the house, kids, cars? Everything we built together was ours. Now it's all yours. That's hard. It's all yours. Good God.
If you don't think I mean it, then you feel it.
My best ain't good enough. I don't know what to say. I'm the king of this castle. Come on, baby. Hold up. Hold up.
If you don't think I mean it, then you feel it when I'm gone. I said I'm done. Enough of your love. I said I'm done. Enough of your love. I'm up to 3 o'clock in the morning. While you party, I'm still the dawn. I said I'm done. Enough of your love. I said I'm done. Enough of your love. Don't let it ain't no feeling left. It's just a killing.
and that's called the law. And I do mean called the law. That was something else. Let's get to my guest. He's going to call in a minute, and we're going to talk about what he wants to talk about. And there's a saying by Thomas Jefferson, information is the currency of democracy. Are we looking at the right thing, the purchasing power of an hour of labor? Did Thomas Jefferson say that? I know he said the first part, information is the currency of democracy. So we're going to get to my guest as soon as he calls in, and then we're going to have another guest come on later on the show, and we're going to play her tracks. But I'm enjoying, that was from the movie called Idlewild, and it's called The Law. And the dance routines were just fantastic. And the music tracks, I think that was Monet. And she was featured with another group, the rap artists. And they did say a couple of little choice words, but that's the way rap artists do. But actually, it's a great song, minus out the couple of words. But otherwise than that, talented, just talented. Let me get to my next caller so we can start him and then bring in my other caller later. Good afternoon, caller. You're on the Don S. McClure Show, and you're calling from Chicago.
Yes. How you doing, Don?
Hey, Anthony Stevens. I'm doing fine, and we're in the Anthony Stevens studio. We're surprised you're not here. All right. Now you got to talk up so my audience can hear you because they are having a hard time. But Anthony Stevens has been a long-time friend of mine. He's an advocate for the community. And we have these conversations sometimes about what we think is good for the community, what information we can offer you. And again, since we're doing the show called Exploring the Possibilities, he wants to talk to you, my listening audience of 12,000, of some of the things that he's found that he thinks may be a benefit to your future. So, Anthony, I'm going to give you a few minutes. Go ahead and talk to my audience about what you think some of the new ideas are you have about furthering their future financially.
Well, Don, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for having me on the show and allowing me to share this information with your listening audience. Basically, what I'm trying to share with you tonight is currency. Our dollars, the way we pay our debts. As you know or probably don't know, I don't know if you do or not, since the beginning of time, precious metals has been used to settle debts, silver and gold.
Okay.
Well, in the 19th century, 95% of the population worked for themselves. And the means of paying debt was basically silver and gold. In 1862, paper money was created, and that was to take the gold and the silver away from people in order to stockpile these precious metals to fund the Civil War. So this was the beginning of paper money, which is a substitute for the real money, which is silver and gold. So prior to 1914, if you were to look on your paper money, it would say a gold certificate, which means you could have gone to any bank, take that certificate, and exchange it for gold. Well, that stopped. In 1914, the Federal Reserve Bank came into existence, which is not a belonged to the federal government. It's not a bank. It's a private source, which is 12 of them, and they authorized the printing of money. So paper money is being printed all the time. And it was basically to represent or being backed by gold. Go ahead. Did you have a question?
Okay. Well, I got a question for you. So are you saying that people should be concerned with the dollar value now not having a strong enough value, or that they need to be looking toward getting into gold to offset the value of the dollar?
Well, absolutely, because the dollar itself is being declined. The state's government is $17.4 plus trillion dollars in debt because of printing money that is not backed by anything. It's a Federal Reserve note. As I said before, before 1914, it would say a gold certificate. which means you could go into the bank and you could exchange that for gold. Since then, when the Federal Reserve Bank came into existence, this money depreciates. It began to depreciate because they began to print money that wasn't backed by gold. If you look at your money now, it says Federal Reserve Note. A note is something, a promise to pay. Well, we can't pay anything because there's nothing backing our money today. So our money is declining. And what is happening right now is the world, China in particular, for the past 30 years has been stockpiling gold. Banks are doing it. They're stockpiling gold because the new thing that's coming into existence is going back to where it used to be, and gold is going to be the means of paying your debt. So people will be using gold. Did you have a question?
Well, okay. Are there any websites people can go to find out how to get this gold? Because I'm listening to what you're saying, and I did some research on some other things, and I'm kind of following along with what you're talking about, and we're going to play a track from one of the top people in the financial industry that talks about how copper affects the Aussie dollar or Australian dollar. So we're going to get to that while we're doing your show, but it balances into what you're talking about so that people can kind of be familiar with. My thing is, as long as they're learning and they get an idea, so when they hear these things, the S&Ps, the VIX, they understand a lot better, whether or not they do it. But at least to me, if you have an understanding, because when you hear a conversation like what you're talking about, sometimes it falls on deaf ears because they'd be like, well, what could he be talking about? But I actually did some research on two other guys who are in the financial industries, and we're going to talk about the VIX because, again, I want people to know what the VIX means, what all these different terms mean, so that when they hear that or they go to see the movie Wall Street, they're a lot more aware. So I kind of like what you're talking about, and are there some websites you could give us, or where could they look up some of this information about gold?
I mean, you could do your own research, and as I said earlier, since the beginning of time, the only means of paying debt has been precious metals, and the precious metals that were used is silver and gold. Never have I heard copper being a means of exchanging or paying a debt. But again, I say that, and this is happening. This process is happening right now, and I'm saying the basic and people I'm listening to is people like Robert Kiyosaki, Donald Trump, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates. These are people who are already wealthy. The banks are doing it at this point in time. Countries are doing it. They're stockpiling gold, not copper. So we're talking about going back to what it originally was, gold being the means of paying debt and the gold being the means of spending money. There is a website that you can go to basically to find out how you can purchase some gold. And
okay, now what's that website? Do you have the website?
Okay, yeah, Cash, CashLifeLine .biz. And if you have any
can you say that one more?
Yes. CashLifeline.biz. CashLifeLine.biz. And if you have any questions and you need some further information, you can call me at 773-590-3998.
Okay, so that number for them to reach you is 773-590-3998. Is there an email they can write you on? Because a lot of people email me.
Well, I could be emailed as well. My email address is mobiz2004@yahoo.com.
Okay, and then they can reach you if they need any more questions or want to go more into detail about what it is you're saying. Because I noticed you mentioned a couple of names of people that are financially wealthy, and I think the guy that you mentioned, Robert Kiyosaki, did he write the book? Didn't he write the book? Rich Dad Poor Dad.
Yes.
Okay.
He's written several books, but he's one of the people that, if you go to this website that I was telling you, he's one of the people speaking on this matter as well. And he must realize here that Gold has a history of 5,000 years plus. The Federal Reserve System started in 1914 to 2014 to the present, only gives them a 100-year history. And this is a fiat system which is failing. So basically what you want to think about is what system do you want to continue to follow, a failing system or a system that has had over 5,000-year history of freedom or, you know what I'm saying, profit.
Mm-hmm.
You can't lose by buying gold.
Well, one of the things that I notice, again, like I tell people, we're in the information age, and I always say at least check out some information so that you'll know exactly where you're going and at least have an idea, because we have young people that may not have the proper information. I was reading an article in a magazine called More Untold and Mistold Stories of African-American History. And what they were saying, Roma Stewart, former Solicitor General of Illinois, said, learn more about the truth of African-American history. Roma entertains and informs, again, with stories that you haven't heard before, along with the right visions or versions of stories that have been told wrongly with disastrous consequences for centuries. My thing is, the more we learn information and we can go research it and check it out, the stronger we make our young people. I think that the best way to do it is lay the information on the table, let them digest it and see if they want it or they don't want it. But I don't want them to continue to grow without saying, I didn't know that information. And why I point that out is because what you're saying is they can at least check it out, they can get on the internet, and they may see that this is all information that they can use in their everyday lives, but at least have the knowledge of it. Because if you're part of the informed, then you go toward the areas where the Donald Trumps and all of them are. If you stay uninformed, then you stay on the uninformed basis, which means that you're subject to follow whatever anybody says because you have no knowledge. So I think that, you know, what you're talking about is worth at least looking into and finding out where they want to go. So again, I think it's pretty good, but like I said, again, I want people to be able to check about it because we're going to talk more about the VIX and some other things, and I'm actually going to play an interview of one of the guys, Chris, who is a financial analyst also that does talk about copper, just like you're talking about gold, and we'll see where all this stuff ties into play because it's a precious metal. And I think the more information that people have, the better they can make their life.
I believe that as well.
Well, it's been amazing having you on the show. We're going to talk some more about that. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when I come back, we're going to wait on my next guest to get in touch with me, and if not, we're going to drop another soundtrack because we have two of her tracks that we want to play. But again, just give me the phone number for them to reach you. If anybody has any information, is 773-590-3998.
And I'll be glad to give you as much information as I can. I'm already in the process of purchasing gold. I believe that is the way of the future based on the information that I've found for myself. And I just want to share this with as many people as possible for them to make a decision on what they want to do, whether they wanted to follow the present-day pattern system or come on board with the 5,000-year-plus of history.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Yes, sir.
You know, the one thing about information, you can never have too much information.
Well, I think you should be informed, and everybody has a right after getting information to make a decision on what they want to do, and that's all you can do.
Sounds good to me. Hey, listen. We're going to get back to the show. I'm glad you called in, and we're broadcasting right now from your studio. So
that's right.
That's amazing.
And
maybe you need
to,
you know,
let me share the time with you and be able to share that information with your listening audience. Thank you, Don.
All right. Sounds good, Joe. Well, that was my friend, Tony Stevens, and actually we're going to be doing a what we call a private book signing which is going to be in his studio, and we're going to work a little more and see what's going on with him and see how far we can take things. All we can do is present information. Like I said, we're going to play a couple of tracks by a couple of other financial analysts also. Again, just giving you the information so that when you see the Bloomberg report, which is a financial report that I do want you to start looking at, we're going to talk about a gentleman named Chris Weston. He's a chief market strategist at IG Limited in Melbourne, and he talks about currencies, including the U.S. and the Canadian dollars and the yen. Don't forget I said the yen. Weston also talks about the Ukraine crisis and China's economy, so it's kind of leading along with what he's talking about. And again, I just want our young people to understand the terms of spread betting, CFD trading, spread betting versus CFDs, what are the risks, the cost, and margins, our charges, just things that they need to know like Forex, F-O-R-E-X, indices, shares, commodities, binaries, sprint markets, options, other markets. Other cultures are learning this information, which is why they produced the movie called Wall Street. So this way, when they're talking and you're sitting in the movie, you don't want to just be sitting there and hearing what they're saying and go, I don't know what they're talking about. So if we can spend time watching Scandal and other things and haves and have-nots, then we need to be about the business of teaching our young people what is a VIX, V-I-X, and not a vixen and not anything else, but what a VIX is. So at least when the terms pop up, you're not sitting there just saying, I don't know. We're going to take a quick PSA, and when we come back, I'm looking for my next guest to call in. She has a group called Jenny's Roxas Trio, and we're going to play a couple of tracks by her. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about light bulbs, and when we come back, we'll be ready to do more of the show. And it's called Exploring the Possibilities. And yes, we're going to talk about information that you should write down and check it out on the Internet yourself.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
Well, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am the one and only. You know, my mother always said that. She said, boo, I hope I don't have no more of you. Anyway, I think we got another caller on the phone. I think this is my guest, Miss Jenny Roxas.
Hi, Don. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you clearly. You could talk just a little bit louder, have that authoritative voice. But I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, yeah. I've been looking forward to it and just waiting on you. And we did play a song called Call the Law. So if any young ladies out there call you, then you say, I heard that song on Don McClure's show. So how are you on this Friday?
I am very good tonight. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I got a chance to listen to your tracks, and I really like them. And as I told you, I was impressed with the track called You Suck the Life Out of Me, because my producer said, Don, what did you say? I said, that's the name of the song, You Suck the Life Out of Me. He said, well, why did you say you suck? I was thinking, that's what it says. But reading the words, it was amazing. I'm like a pet nudging you for your affection, and all I get is continual rejection. I curl up in a ball for my protection. I said, man, her, Muddy Waters, that's the, boy, y'all be writing some blues songs. What made you write that song?
I was influenced by some heartache. And, you know, and growing up, I was influenced by a lot of rock and a lot of blues and even some Motown. My mom played a lot of Gladys Knight and a lot of Motown and 50s music growing up. But that particular song was sparked by some heartache. So that's where the lyrics come from.
Well, they sound good. I think one of the things that I like was your personality. Do you find that being a blend into the group that you have now, or you guys are all on the same mental framework when you play?
Yeah, we have a good chemistry together. We're all pretty much influenced by the same type of music. And as soon as we started performing live together, it was just an instant chemistry. We like the same type of music, and it's just we've been having a great time performing together. So it's been a lot of fun.
Now you're from Chicago, or you came to Chicago, or born and raised?
Born and raised.
In Chicago, big Chi-Town. Yep. Okay. Is the whole group from Chicago, or and are all of them police
yep.
officers, or what?
No, I'm the only police officer. We're all from the area, the suburbs. I actually grew up in River Forest, and but I've lived in Chicago for the last 22 years. So,
oh man, okay.
My guitar player Jason Mallow is from Bensonville, and my bass player
hey.
Paul Amar is from Worth, Illinois.
You got a female bass player?
Yes, we sure do.
Oh,
girl power.
Man. Okay, I like that. Yeah, girl power. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I like this. Let's play You Suck the Life Out of Me, because people will be calling me saying, what did you say on the radio? But I'm going to play your track. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. We're going to play your track, then we're going to come back and have a few more conversational words with, now, is this Jenny's Roxas Trio?
Jenny Roxas Trio.
Oh, Jenny Roxas Trio.
Yeah.
Okay. Like rock is.
Yeah.
Like rock.
Yeah, Roxas. My full name is
okay.
Christopher Roxas, so that's where I got the stage name from, Roxas. Part of my
Get
real
out of
name.
Here.
Yeah.
Well, I like it, and I had a chance to play some, before we leave the show, we're going to play some Golden Earring, because I had talked to you about that group. But right now we're going to play your track, You Suck, and then stay right with us. We'll talk more about the words, and then we want to find out where you guys are playing and what you're doing, so we can kind of follow this thing. But let's get into You Suck, and again, I'm playing Atmosphere Music. When I played this, I actually saw riverboats and farmers and all kinds of stuff, and I'm sure you didn't think about that when you were doing it, but when you listened to it, it had kind of a New Orleans, Southern, Chicago. It just had a mixture of things that I heard.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so I'm going to play the track, and then you tell me what you hear.
Okay.
Like a pet nudging you for your affection, and all I get is continual addiction. I curl up in a ball for my protection, but now you call for love's resurrection. You suck the life out of me.
like that. I really like that one. I was singing in the background. You sucked the life out of me. I think my ex-girlfriend sucked the life out of me, boy. Let me ask you a question. My producer like, Don, you're crazy.
You want to be a background singer? You want to be a band singer?
Yeah, I want to get in there. I like that. We were playing guitars in the studio going, you sucked the life. I said, I like that. But listen, let me ask you a question. As an artist, I mean, do you think it's always, you know, even better to take, like, life stories and blend in there? Or I mean, because I heard a lot of Led Zeppelin in there, a lot of just ZZ Rider or whatever. I mean, I really like that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's all from my heart, from life experience, and I just take from back when I was little, all my influences and just whatever comes out of me. Definitely Led Zeppelin, Creedence Clearwater Revival is a big influence of mine. Janis Joplin is another big influence. Actually, Johnny Cash is another influence of mine. And a lot of Gladys Knight, like I said, my mom played her over and over and over. And I love the groove and just so many different genres of music are a big influence of mine. So it's all mixed together into one, I suppose.
Yeah, it is. You know, music, like I say, when you watch movies, depending on what they're doing, I just got a chance to see one of the older movies, and it had, I think I'm a Rebel or something like that. What's the movie with the guy that rides the motorcycle? I'm talking to my producer. He's looking at me like I'm crazy. What's the movie with the guy? Not Easy Rider, but Easy Rider was good. But, you know, when I hear your music, I think of these kind of movies. Marlon Brando was in the movie, and he was riding a motorcycle. I just can't think of his name. He can't think of it either.
Easy Rider?
Yeah, it might be Easy Rider. That's what he just said. Brando. I don't know. One of those. But what I'm thinking of, yeah, it was something
else.
Wild Ones. That's what he, see, he thinks he knows something, but you don't know that. Anyway, the thing that I like about your music, it has, you know, passion in it. But what made you decide to get a female bass player?
Well, her and I have been friends for a while now, and Paula and I were in a band together before this. We were in a cover band together, and I'll tell you, there is no playing like Paula Maher playing on stage. She is just full of passion and unmatched with stage presence, and so there was no question when I started this project that she was the first person I asked to come and play, and it's just been awesome ever since. We've been having a great time, so she rocks, that's for sure.
Yeah, she does. I mean, I listen to the bass lines. Whenever I'm playing music, no matter what it is, country, western, whatever it is, I always listen to the instruments a lot. Now you guys are going to be playing where soon?
Our next show is actually April 5th. I believe that's next Friday. We're playing a benefit up north at Parlor on Clark, and it's a fundraiser for an AIDS ride for a whole team of riders that are riding to raise money. It's actually Saturday, April 5th. I'm sorry. And then we are playing at the Chicago Police Memorial Run to Remember. That's Saturday, May 3rd, and that's about 10,000 runners running for Chicago Police Memorial. And then we have Firewater up north, the Firewater Saloon on May 16th. We have Goose Island in Wrigleyville on June 27th with an awesome band, Phosphine. And one that you can't forget, everyone's got to come to, is Rock the Badges. It's police bands versus firefighter bands, and that one is just one that you can't miss. It's a good time, and all the money goes to the police and fire memorials, so they're all fundraisers and they're all a good time. That one's
right now. Where is that going to be? Rock the Badges. I like that.
Rock the Badges this year. It's September 6th at Copernicus Center. It's 5216 West Lawrence in Chicago. That's a good time. That one, there's probably going to be about 6 to 8 bands in competition, but it's all for a good cause. It's all the money goes to the police and fire memorials, and they give out trophies, and there's T-shirts, there's I think they have some food. They have prizes, raffle prizes. They have some beer. There's a lot to do over there. There's food. Good time.
Well, I want you to send me a list again of where you're going to be playing at next and some of the things coming up, and I'll mention them on my show, see if we can get some people to come out. I have a lot of friends of mine who are firefighters. One of my best friends was a firefighter, the first African-American female firefighter in Louisville, Kentucky. Unfortunately, she was killed in a domestic violence situation. But, I mean, huge turnout, huge support for her. Police departments, fire departments from all over the country went to her funeral. Great person. So to me, I'm always, even when I see the guys in the post office, I always tell them thanks for protecting us, because you guys do a great job on making sure that we're safe, trying to really get us involved in things that are good. And I like that. And plus, you're a fellow police officer. And I have my T-shirt that you sent me with the police department on there. So I like that. And I got your T-shirt from your band.
Right. I'm sorry about your friend, and the police and fire, the benefit is an awesome thing, and I know you and I were talking about the domestic violence thing on the phone the other day, so I liked your idea, what you were talking about before.
Oh, yeah, I want to get involved in as many things that make women safe in our city and in our country, because that's important. Hey, Jenny, I want you to stick right with us. We're going to play another one of your tracks called The Ladder. Now, did you write that because you went up a ladder, or your boyfriend kicked you off a ladder, or what happened?
This is about a love that's out of reach.
Okay,
like
all right.
You find a ladder and you can't reach it. How's that?
Okay, so it's kind of like Rapunzel or Jack and the Beanstalk going up. Yeah, I like that, actually. So let me play The Ladder. And I see my maid sent me an email to my, you need to go up a ladder because I'm not working for you no more. You suck the life out of me. I said, dang.
Right.
But let me get to the song by Jenny Rockus Trio. And I hope I said that right. But it's called Ladder.
Trying to climb on up this ladder to your love, but I'm crying 'cause it's so high up, higher, way up above. Every
ain't gonna cry no more either. I like that one. Hey, Jenny, let me. You know what? What I was thinking about. Did you ever see the movie The Hatfields and the McCoys?
I think maybe a long time ago. Yeah, I know they're fighting with each other all the time.
Yeah, they got a new one out, and that kind of track that you just played, it reminds me of Dueling Banjos, and I mean some great stuff. So, you got a lot of talent. I really like that, and I was just singing in the background. My producer's going, "Yeah, I ain't gonna cry no more." He said, "Just pay my check. Just pay me. Pay." I said, "Okay, I'll pay you." He's shaking his head like, "Nah, you don't have to." But listen, it's been a joy having you on the show. We're going to have to find out more about your music. And when you get a chance, read that book, To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers in the world that I wrote. Yeah, it's a great book, but you've got a great personality. Really just a super person. So I think that your band is going to... And like I was telling you before, I'm going to try to get in touch with some DJs in the U.K. The U.K. seems to do a lot with music, and I want to see if I can send your stuff over to them to get them to play it in the U.K. because they do a lot with music.
Well, great. I would really appreciate that. And you know, it was great meeting you. I appreciate everything you've done, and I want to send a shout-out to Amarillo Santiago as well for introducing you and I. So, again, I thank you for everything. It's been a great night tonight.
Yeah, it's been great having you on my show. I really like it. We have to bring you back on again when you guys are playing somewhere. And, man, like I said, I'm playing the CD. As a matter of fact, we're going to use your CD as a giveaway in the next week on our next show, next Friday, so that if people call in and write in, the 25th person that writes in on my Yahoo will send them that CD that you sent me as a gift to them for listening. And I'm really enjoying having you here, and you're a credit to the music industry. Your band is awesome. I really like your band. Matter of fact, after I let you go, I'm going to play this PSA for firefighters and smoke detectors, but that's a good thing. But listen, you got a lot of talent. I'm going to do as much as I can to see you guys, maybe on the Jimmy Kimmel show or something. But I'll be playing your stuff in my car, cry no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. I like that. I just add a little mo to it instead of more. A little mo, no more, no more. I like that. Hey, listen, it's been a pleasure having you on my show. I enjoyed you. Now, where can they go to your website? Got to have that before we leave.
It's jennyrockus.com. It's JennyRockis.com. And it's also the same thing on Facebook.
Facebook, they can follow you on Facebook.
Yeah. Right.
And now, can they get them also at CD Baby and stuff like that?
Oh, yep. We're on CD Baby, and we're on iTunes. And, you can buy the music on the website, too. And you can just go on there and listen to it. If they just want to listen to it, that's fine, too.
Okay, sounds good. And tell your group they sound good. And I love your female bass player. I'm just wild about females that can play instruments. They're just the greatest things in the world. So,
thank you.
Hey. It's been a blast. Listen, have a good weekend. It's Friday. I've got 29 more minutes to my show. And before I leave, I'll probably play a little no more, no more, no more, no more. I like that. Hey, Jenny, it's been a pleasure having you on my show. All right, and thanks for calling.
Have a great night. Take care. Bye.
Same to you. Bye-bye. Well, that's Jenny Rockus, and I've enjoyed her being on my show. I have the greatest talents in the world on my show. Well, we're going to spruce it up. We're going to keep moving on. And again, that was a band that I like. And, yeah, I did think about Dueling Banjos and some other stuff. And that fits right into, like, with that Muddy Waters. Don, 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 I'm a hoochie coochie mime. I kind of like that. Oh, man, that was pretty good. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, the one and only. And, of course, I am Don S. McClure. And I am having a great time on my show. It's been fun doing this thing. We're going to drop it back. And last week I didn't get a chance to play Shanice. And somebody asked me to do that. But I'm also, before I do that, there is Trish Yearwood. And she's a country and western singer. And I like Trish. Now, she's singing a track called How Do I? And you've heard the song before. But I mean, it really touched my heart because I wanted to know, how do I? And if I'd love somebody like she loved a man, I'd be singing How Do I? But you've heard it before. This is Trish Yearwood.
Get through one night without you. If I had to live without you, what kind of life would that be? Oh, now I need you in my arms, need you to hold. You're my world, my heart, my soul. If you ever
like that song. That has had some tears in my eyes. Man, how do I live? I don't know. Let me play Shanice before we get back to our subject of exploring possibilities, because they're going to kill me. I do say you didn't play it last week, so you need to play it this week. But this is Shanice, When I Close My Eyes. Hey, have you noticed I always pick some songs where the girls are just crying to the guys that they really want them back and they love them? Maybe it's subliminal. Maybe I want my ex-girlfriend back. I don't know. How do I? Do I go up a ladder? Or do I say no more? Let me play Shanice Robert. He's like, man, you need to get a break. And I hope y'all know I'm going to sing tonight, too. I'm telling you right now, so get ready. But here, Shanice, when I close my eyes, man, that's a lot of love that I play on my show, and diversity. I play a lot of different music from a lot of different artists. Like that one. Ooh, I wish my ex-girlfriend sing to me like that. Come back, Don, come back to me. I say no, no, no. We're going to get back to our subject matter called I couldn't even remember the subject matter. Exploring the possibilities. Man, that's too much of that tea I'll be drinking. Now, we were telling you earlier, I do want you to learn something about the Vicks. So we're going to play. It's a 7-minute track now. We want you to hang in there for 7 minutes. We're going to shift gears, but we got to get this information out because I know when we talk about volatility group options traders, some of you have no idea what I'm talking about, and the VIX is often considered the fear gauge. Listen to what I'm saying. The VIX, V-I-X, is often considered the fear gauge to Wall Street. So when you go to watch the movie Wall Street, or you're going to talk about some things, then I want you to be able to understand exactly what it is that they're talking about. So we're going to listen to Chris first, then we're going to get to Joe, and like I said, now I want you to understand who these gentlemen are. So when somebody asks you, you can go online and say, Chris Weston, W-E-S-T-O-N, is a chief market strategist at IG in Melbourne, which is in Australia. So let's take a second, listen to Chris, and we'll get back to the music.
is at IG. He's usually in Melbourne, but he's right here live in our Hong Kong studios, and he's come back from China. So, came back to that, but I want to talk about Ukraine first, which is, of course, something which is on the back burner, on people's, at the back of their minds right now, after, of course, initially it having an impact. But the situation is not resolved yet.
No, and I think from the first moment we saw this coming through, it was kind of a watch this space development, and let's see if this can branch out, I suppose, from a political crisis into one which is going to be much more economic. And I think that's when the market starts to react much more aggressively. We've seen bounce of volatility, certainly in some of the emerging market currencies, some of the assets around that. Certainly the ruble's been under big pressure, and the MISA.
I think they start using it as of today.
That's right. So we've got to look at what happens if businesses start getting penalised who are in Russia, some of the European business, some of the US businesses that do, and actually source revenue from that side of things, and if there actually is going to be penalties on their businesses in that regard. I think the market starts reacting a little bit more aggressively if that starts happening. Of course, in the worst case scenario, we actually start seeing bloodshed. I think the market starts seeing bigger volatility than we're seeing at the moment. So obviously we hope that doesn't occur, but whilst we're just seeing this contained in the visa side of things and the political outcomes, the market's just happy just to keep a very close eye on this but continue as they were.
Yeah, let's move to China for this, by the way. Just come back from there, of course, and seeing this PMI data coming out, about half an hour ago thereabouts, and that was weaker than expected, showing further slowdown we came to manufacturing here. You didn't sense any of that while you were visiting?
Not really. I mean, I was talking to a lot of clients out there, some of the sort of premium clients, and generally the feeling was quite neutral, to be honest. Most of the people were not seeing the sort of concern that a lot of Western analysts are talking about, you know, the credit expansion there and the debt bubbles that people are looking at. Actually, I think in the last couple of days, the PBOC are moving to a much more expansive policy now. So I think we are going to start seeing that cushioning effect from a more loose policy from what we saw in the fourth quarter. So this number will be looked at, and I would have guessed we're probably going to see some weakness coming through in the copper price, the Aussie dollar price as well.
Well, of course, it's a proxy, isn't it? What happens in China has a direct correlation with what happens when the market's there in Oz.
That's right. So I think what's interesting for me, more looking at the Aussie dollar side of things, if you actually look at Shanghai copper, the correlation with the Aussie dollar has been extremely strong for very, very long periods of time, which is strange because, you know, we export about 1% of our terms of trade in copper. Most of it's in iron ore, but people have always seen copper as a very good proxy of the Chinese economy. Now, considering is the fact that so much of the imports have been used in financing deals, people are saying, well, is copper actually a really good barometer of the finance of the economy in China? And we've actually seen big divergence now between the copper price, which has been heading very south, looks terrible on the technicals, and the Aussie dollar, which is holding in very nicely, playing on the theme that the RBA are very neutral at the moment and actually pricing in a slight positive bias on the OS market.
Chris, let me just turn the question around on you there. When you were visiting clients, of course, they were asking you a lot of questions. What was the question that they were asking you?
Well, it's actually interesting. I came out there and said, look, this is the first time I've ever been to China. I don't want to tell you what's happening in China. I can tell you what the economics are saying, but you know more about what's actually happening in China. And they just really wanted to know how the West were playing. You know, the Western hedge funds, the investment banks were playing sentiment around China. They were really interested to know that, you know, we offer people things like the A50 index, the, you know, what was happening with people's perception of copper, the Australian dollar, the Korean won, and of course the Taiwan dollar as well. So they wanted to know very much keenly how people outside with China were playing sentiment in China.
And, well, how did you answer?
Well, I just said, you know, if you look at the Taiwan dollar, that's got obviously naturally the closest proximity. Aussie dollar, it has separated and diverged away from it, but I think the one that everyone's been talking about most closely has been the copper trade, actually how that trades from here, given you know, the high levels of imports that have been used in that financing deal as well. So no, I just said, if you look at the news flow from most of Western economists at the moment, from newsletters and sources, generally the bias is pretty negative at the moment, but there's still consensus is that we hold on at that about 7.5%. And yeah, I think we've got that China put in place. So,
yeah.
So if we do see it below 7%, they will really look at target stimulus to try and boost it back up again.
And I guess also probably particularly, you know, concerned about how which way that the U.S. economy is going as well, and whether it was on a sort of solid footing now and that we were out of the woods, essentially.
Well, that's right, and they were asking me, what would, you know, do we start going really overweight the U.S. dollar? Because the market has become significantly underweight.
Every time everybody tries to predict the dollar's strength, it always ends up in some sort of weakness or something.
That's right, and I'm you know, guilty of that myself. So, yeah, the consent, if you look at the Forex markets in general, every time there's a consensus trade that gets put on by the market, the dynamics suddenly change. I mean, everyone's been very bearish on the Canadian dollar, and I still remain very bearish on the from the rhetoric we're hearing at the moment. But you know, the retail sales numbers, the inflation numbers on Friday are a little bit better. We still think that dollar CAD is a high conviction trade for longer term. And I still like dollar yen as well. I think yen weakens probably again, gets that extra leg up in the June, July when they have to look to expand that monetary policy again. So look, I think positioning and currency markets are driven by positioning. If you look at positioning in the dollar at the moment, I think the market's very much underweight. And I think now it's a good time to start accumulating US dollars for a longer term move. I think in the next few months, we will start seeing a bigger aggressive move back into the dollar. But of course, you know, we're going to need to see that data really coming through and mirroring what the Fed have been saying.
And a myriad of other things which could perhaps throw that prediction offline. Thanks a lot for that, Chris. Chris Weston there from IG.
And we're back with the Don S. McClure Show. And again, what I'm talking about is I don't want our young people to be walking around without information. So at least if you can play on Facebook, you can watch the Bloomberg reports, or when you go down to the Chicago Board of Trade, you can actually learn a lot more and just be informed. One of the problems that we have a lot is that our young people, they're just not informed. And I really, really want them to be able to start on better footing, to compete with other cultures. So yeah, they need to know more about the VIX. Yes, they need to know a lot about a lot of other things. And again, it's not going to kill you to take a few minutes out to learn something different besides soap operas, besides playing on the internet, video games. Other cultures are looking a lot at investments, trading, options, and just things that are going on, even fruits and vegetables. But we have to become much stronger in giving them the information and letting them at least make their own decision to whether or not they want to do something, don't do it, however they see it. But if we don't start putting that information out there in our communities, there should be more investment centers, more strategic planning centers in our communities so that we grow. And it's nice to study who's getting married and who bought so-and-so and how many jeans we wear, but we also need that other information because that's important. Again, we're in the stage of saying between the ones that have information and the ones that don't have information. So you either want to be on the side of at least having the information. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and I'm having a great time tonight. We got 10 more minutes into the show. I'm going to play another track, and then when we come back, we're going to listen to Joe Tigre, who's in Chicago at the Board of Trade, and then after that we're going to wrap it up. But definitely this is our possibility show. Our show about information so that you can digest it. You don't have to deal with it, but at least when somebody asks you about the S&P, you don't look so out there like you don't know what they're talking about. And that's the one thing I don't want us to do. So we're going to get to another track, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to do another track, and then I'll be ready to get out of here for tonight. But it is always a pleasure to entertain you and bring you information because, again, that's who I am. So let's get to a track by Renee called How Many Times Must I Say I Love You? And I love love songs.
I didn't mean to make you cry. But I didn't know I was hurting you so. You're all my life, you're the only man I love. And I could never stand to see you go. Cause not a second, not a minute ever go by when I don't have you here in my mind. So stop all this talking and listen to me. You're everything I want, you're everything I need.
come to my heart, you're the lock and the key. 'Cause not a second, not a minute ever go by when I don't have you here in my mind. So stop all the talking and listen to me. You're everything I want.
Times does she have to say she loved me? 15 billion, 20 trillion times till I believe it. Let's play Joe Tigre so we can get into that. Then after that, we'll be ready to get on out of here. Now, Joe, again, we're talking about the VIX. VIX is a trademark ticker symbol for the Chicago Board Options Exchange Market. Volatility Index, a popular measure of the implied volatility of the S&P 500 index. I just want your kids to know what the S&D is. Joe Tiger became in his career at Sutherland Equities in 2005, worked as a clerk on the Chicago Board of Options Exchange. He became a member trader of the Chicago Board Options Exchange in 2008, and now he's with Sutherland, and he's a manager and handling as a trader for the basket of equities as a remote market marker, maker. Man, wow, that's a lot. Anyway, let's get to this so we can at least, the next time somebody asks you about the VIX, you at least know what it is, and I did my job of presenting you with information. Man, that's just too much tea.
What have we seen sort of happen in the VIX alongside the market action, the stocks action that we've seen over the past couple of days?
Sure, we've seen the VIX very volatile this week, and of course last week we have this week we have the domestic issues. Last week we had geopolitical, worldwide issues going on. So the VIX has really been on for a wild ride so far this month. And today what I think we saw is just a little bit of easing of concerns. I think the market's getting more used to the idea of rates coming in. I think it's possibly going to be, possibly in the short term, means that the Fed thinks that the U.S. economy is on stable ground. And that, of course, it means lower volatility. Now, I would like to point out that the market opened up 5 points lower today, I think at a low of 7 or 8 points on the S&P on the day. So we ended up rallying close up to 12 points in the S&P. So that was kind of a big move. And we're seeing a lot of these bigger than normal moves in the market. So whenever you see these big moves, especially last week, we had days where we were down 1%, up 0.5%. So,
What is that? I mean, this is something you actually pointed out in your notes to us ahead of this that I thought was really interesting. What does that reflect when you see these big swings? You're talking about the VIX specifically?
Well, the VIX is measuring the market, so the market actually having realized moves. And I know the actual, when you look at the last 30 days, the market's moving on a historical ball of 10. That means less or about a half of or a little more than a half of a percent move is what the market is actually doing a day. But what if you look overnight, if you look intraday at the actual moves of the market, mm-hmm. it's really moving closer to 1% a day.
And what does that indicate to you?
Well, this is certainly more volatile than it was last year when the market was just free and steady, smooth higher. And it's signaling to me that there's a lot of concern out there. There's definitely some disagreement between market participants, big market participants. Some people think the market's going higher. Some people think the market's going lower. That's what happens when you get these larger-than-expected moves. And sometimes when you have these larger-than-expected intraday moves, it can mean the end of a trend. So I know we've had a very long trend from 2009 till now. Okay,
so listen, we've had a chance. We ran out of time. I got to play my last track to go. But the next time somebody talks to you about investing your money, make sure you ask them about the VIX, V-I-X, and teach your children about the VIX. We're going to have some more shows on that. It's been a great weekend, a great Friday for me coming up. I've only got a few more seconds to go. The hour and a half goes by so fast. So I'm going to play my last track and get out of here. It's Idlewild. Don't you worry about me. And we'll catch you next Friday because we got a special guest coming in. And I just enjoy my audience. Love you. Enjoy life. That's all you got. I'm playing my music. I'm out of here, and I'm going dancing at a Hoochie Coochie Man Club.